Chapter 14, Beyond Words. Over 65% of communication is done non-verbally. In business encounters, body language accounts for between 60 and 80% of the impact made. Alan and Barbara Peace, The Definitive Book of Body Language. Who delivers a better wedding toast? Someone who prepares a thought-out speech and awkwardly stumbles through it. Or someone who, perhaps without even writing any notes, engages and charms the room. The best words are useless if not communicated well. What did you say? Words, powerful though they may be, convey a small part of human communication. From different studies, one can infer that the words we use convey only some 20% of our message. Yet many experts, perhaps citing one study, suggest that our words only constitute 7% of our communication. 7%. It seems low, but irrespective, you can be certain that our words convey the least of our meaning. The bulk of our message, some 50%, is conveyed through our non-verbal communications, in the way that we look and feel to others. And the remaining, some 30% of our message, is conveyed through our vocal elements, such as pacing, tonality, and so forth. Think about that for a moment. Consider how much time is spent crafting a message word by word, when only a tiny fraction of that message will be received via those words. I want to pause here for a moment. Really do consider this. In my public speaking natural fast masterclass, one of the ways that I make it easier to get good at public speaking fast is to get rid of scripts. See, even though we think those scripts, writing out those words is helpful to us, it makes it harder. Because now we think it's about the words. We think we have to remember those words that we wrote down. And trying to remember those words or read them word for word, like that awful wedding speaker, is what makes them awful. But if they had the skill, and particularly the confidence to just stand up and speak, which is what we're doing all day every day, is just standing and speaking without scripts, then they would be able to deliver their words much more congruently. Their words might not be as beautiful or as precise, but their message will be far more impactful because the words are such a tiny part of the message. And when we're fixated on those individual words, we lose the rest of the message. All right, let's keep going. How much can you tell? Donald uses words to magical effect, no doubt, but it's the way he uses his body that conveys his message perhaps most dramatically. TV shows like Lie to Me and books on nonverbal communications can misinterpret how much can actually be deduced from a person's nonverbals. Sorry if I just spoiled that for you, but TV is sometimes lying to you. So while someone's arms might be crossed, that doesn't necessarily mean the person is angry or it's closed body language. And if a person is smiling, as we know, that doesn't mean they're necessarily happy, does it? What we can do, however, is draw conclusions based on a change in people's body language. People tend to have a normal or baseline with regard to their natural way of communicating. As a result, there are two things that can be deduced by observing changes in body language: congruence and comfort.